A four-story collection of laboratories bathed in natural light on the edge of UNC Charlotte's campus is quickly becoming an engine for the city's energy industry.
We can actually replay real events if you have a blackout event. We can actually replay.
This is Johan Enslin, the director of the Energy Production and Infrastructure Center, called EPIC. The lab he's showing off at the moment is a replica of the nerve center at Duke Energy.
Uh-huh. It's a real hardware. It's really what's going to be installed in
and
the grid.
And so the students are really having an opportunity to work on
exactly.
The real thing.
And that's yes. Governor Bev Perdue, who insisted on a tour of the EPIC building before she leaves office. She helped UNC Charlotte secure $77 million in state funds for the building and an ongoing appropriation of $5 million a year. Energy companies with a presence in Charlotte, including Duke, Areva, Siemens, Westinghouse, and Shaw, have added more than $17 million as well in equipment, donations, and cash. And the companies are working with UNC Charlotte to tailor engineering courses.
So they can go straight to Shaw prepared to go to work.
That's exactly right, and I'll give you one good indicator.
This is Shaw executive Jeffrey Merrifield, who says 5 years ago, maybe 5% of the company's new hires came from UNC Charlotte. And now?
Almost half of them were from UNC Charlotte. This summer, and that's because of the work that's happening here
that quickly.
At the EPIC Center.
It makes the cluster real.
The same is true of Areva, which now hires more graduates from UNC Charlotte than from anywhere else, according to the dean of the College of Engineering. Local and state leaders have talked for years about building a cluster of energy companies to rival the importance of banking in Charlotte. EPIC is designed to keep the hiring pipeline at those companies full of well-trained workers. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.